where to go from here. I want to go back to the March of Our Lives. Is that we keep for our lives? And thinking about the young people for a minute, the tens and thousands, probably millions of them, and what they've been experiencing in their hearts, the fear for one thing, and the coming up with a solution for them that seems to have caught fire in a certain way. Simple. They aren't demanding make laws. They aren't doing this and that. They're just saying this has to stop. Really clear, simple. You know, I'm sure they said it in different ways, but often when it comes to young people, there is a clarity. They see what they see, and they see it simply, and they don't have the overlays so much of our culture on top of, but we can't do this because of this, or so-and-so, the NRA has control of the guns in this country, and I just wouldn't want to rock the boat, and so on. But just this simple phrase of, it has to stop now, in whatever way they said it. Certain clarity, and some probably, well, we discussed in our service prep that there were those who were very critical of what they had said. Too simple, whatever they had to say was just, it ran against the fabric of human nature and the elders who think they know. And I was thinking about the clarity. Again, the simplicity in some ways of the way we're made as human beings. Starting out as a child, from about the age of one or birth until somewhere around five, we have a beautiful system in our bodies called the endocrine system that is on full bore function. Amazing. And these tiny little tinctures of hormones that live in our bodies are functioning in a beautiful way for most people. There are maybe some that have problems, but for the most part, up until the age of five, these hormones are functioning at full bore. And the child grows and begins to move out of that age, and things start to shift. And particularly in one of the glands, there is a very particular shift that happens where the power that comes through the thymus gland, this middle gland, the one that's halfway between, there are seven glands in the body, there are three upper, pineal, pituitary, thyroid, and then below are the thymus, let's see if I get them right, the islets of Langerhans, the two adrenals, and the gonads in the bottom. And at this time of shift in from five on up, the thymus gland begins to gradually close down. And the medical profession hasn't really known much about this gland, for one thing, and why it does what it does. But there's a beautiful thing that's actually, it's creative that's happening, even though it's not the way it was intended to function. It was intended to function full bore. Again, because of the world that we're in today, we need to have a certain kind of protection. The child from age, the beginning of life till five, is innocent, clear, beautiful, doesn't have too many things to deal with of man's human nature world. But when this shutting down happens, there is a slight disjunct in the middle of this beautiful system where it goes slightly out of gear. And the full bore power that comes from the invisible, from through the pineal gland down, can't function entirely at that full bore level. What would happen if it did? Apparently, there is the feeling that this beautiful capacity, human capacity that we have, couldn't take what's being dealt with out from the world. The human nature mishmash of destruction, of whatever you want to call. Here is a form of unconditional love, in my view, a protection for the human race to still be able to function on Earth and be able to still have the potential to do something great. We've talked about this place as being a teaching and demonstrating site of what is possible. And I think this is part of the beauty of allowing what's functioning and of representation in the human body to be able to be expressed into our daily lives. Where does heaven come down into the earth? As we know very clearly, through this human capacity, the strength of it, the beauty of it, and the power behind a physical form that is having to work with what's in the world. And that's what we came for, isn't it, partly? Is to let there be an example of the fact that we can rise up. Our own sense of committed love to this world is that. We live in that atmosphere should we choose. That's another thing. We have a choice, don't we? And what a beautiful opportunity to choose this aligned way of living so that what's possible can come down through and out into our world. One of the things that Jane reminded us of in our meeting again, and something I forgot to mention, was the fact that later on in life, interestingly enough, this beautiful thymus gland, purification, it's very close to the heart. The relationship between love and purification is here. And this gland starts to reopen up at around 65 and older so that it becomes functioning in a fuller sense. So there's this, here we stand in this place, most of us in the ages between 5 and 65, where we have a chance to muse, to consider, even just at this level of, what is the thymus doing, this representation of the spirit of purification? And how can we let that allow to open up in our day-to-day living as we relate, letting the spirit of love pour through us as we relate with one another? Clearly, do I choose to turn away and not let that flow of love come out towards an individual, or do I let it pour regardless? It's a beautiful thing. It's a waterfall without end as we let that love pour forth. So I would just say, what a privilege it is, first of all, to be here together as a collective family, not only doing it as an individual, but beginning to see how this collective works together in letting the spirit of love, the purification, all the spirits actually, pour forth in richness through our lives together.